It is a pleasure to welcome in to Press Row Hamilton County Mayor Jim Coppinger, a Hamilton County resident his entire life, Hickson High School, Chattanooga State, UTC. Jim, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Are you?
We are all doing fine. We cannot complain. I have to ask, 9+ years as Hamilton County Mayor, I know you never expected something like this to come about. How surreal is it still, the landscape that our country, our community, everybody's facing?
Well, I mean, obviously we're in uncharted territories as far as the county, as far as the country. And, you know, people all say it starts and begins or and ends at local. And that's kind of where we are with this situation. I mean, we have to take care of our citizens and here in Hamilton County, and that's what we wake up every morning trying to figure out how to minimize their exposures and health issues and continue to try to bring some normalcy back eventually.
And, of course, it seems like in these times you receive one piece of bad news after the other, but a welcome piece of news. And I know the Times Free Press has done a couple of stories on Elizabeth Forrester and Dawn Richards at Baylor School and opening that lab. How much of a game changer could that potentially be for what you guys are wanting to do?
Well, I mean, obviously we think it can change a lot of things. I mean, one is the fact that we know that in South Korea, one of the main ways that they were able to not have the impact that we're seeing in this country was through testing. And so that's one of the reasons it was important to enter into an agreement with Baylor. Obviously, you know, we want to protect all of our healthcare workers. We want to protect our first responders and obviously the people that are hospitalized. So in order to do all of that, testing is critical to be able to determine who is positive and who's not.
You're listening to Hamilton County Mayor Jim Coppinger here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Hey, Mayor, this is Weston. You know,
Yes, sir. I
remember I texted you a couple weeks ago. I watched you in an early press conference, and I said, well, you were a steady hand, and it made me think about Jim Coppinger, the fire chief. And I'm just curious, I mean, you know, a lot of people may not know that you talk about first responders. Well, you were a first responder for most of your career and then fire chief, and you've pulled up on bad car accidents and house fires and dealt with a whole lot more anxiety and stress and danger than most of us have. How has your kind of framing in public life and the things you've been through, how's that affected the way you wake up in the morning and kind of go into command and control mode?
Well, you know, Weston, I'll have to admit, I think it being fire chief and having the background I've had certainly has helped me being the county mayor. You know, it's been a while back, but about 2 months after being sworn in as Hamilton County's mayor, we had the horrific tornadoes, and then the following year we had tornadoes again. And, you know, having been involved in emergency response, I always thought that was going to be one of my strong suits. And, of course, you know, and now in this situation, which is totally an invisible situation because we don't know who's walking around with the virus, again, you know, you always kind of resort back to the training that you've had in emergency situations and you know and realize the importance of establishing early on resources and where to dispatch your resources that you have in a timely manner. And let me just say this, I'm very, very fortunate, have been all of my life and all of my careers. I'm surrounded by some really talented people. I'm surrounded with some people that are working in our emergency operations center with our health department that are highly skilled individuals that have spent most of their life preparing for these types of outbreaks in hopes that we never had to implement any of them, but they're now in the implementation mode. And we're just very fortunate here in Hamilton County to have the talented people we have that are addressing this issue.
Hey, a quick follow-up. We're going to, you know, we'll talk about the virus and some of the specifics. The state updated its numbers a while ago, and we had Dr. Chris Young from Erlanger on yesterday, and he said, be prepared to see the numbers go up. Has it been? I know the media has been frustrated. Has it been frustrating for you guys to see that the state health department has really struggled to get our numbers right on a daily basis? And this stuff, you know, I think your steady hand is the kind of stuff that lowers people's anxieties. But when people out there see the state government doesn't get the numbers right, you know, how's that relationship been? I mean, you confident in the way that Nashville's handling this stuff?
Well, I mean, as you can imagine, they're overwhelmed. You know, all this stuff goes to the state health department for confirmation before any of the numbers are released. And one of the things that every day we get our numbers come back to us from the state. And you know, I learned a long time ago, you know, not to be too critical of people until you've walked in their shoes. But you know, again, with the state, we've got a great relationship. And their numbers, you know, have not been what ours are. And I would say to the public, if you want to know what the real numbers are, go to the Hamilton County Health Department's webpage. But again, the state's dealing with 95 counties, so I'm not going to be critical of them. I just know the discrepancies there's been has been a result of, you know, our numbers are accurate, and they've had a hard time posting the numbers. They know the numbers. They just hadn't got them posted correctly.
You're listening to Hamilton County Mayor Jim Coppinger here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Mayor, thanks for the time. It's Jay, and I know normally this part of your work calendar of the year is up to elbows and armpits in budget talks. How is the unknown about what it's actually going to cost us as a county to fight this thing affecting what is going to be an impossibly difficult budget year, considering we need a water treatment plant in the north part of the county, the jail needs work, and we're looking at $1 billion for public schools?
Well, Jay, I'm glad you brought that to the public's attention, because, you know, we are trying to juggle right now. Got a lot of balls up in the air as it relates to our budget, and certainly dealing with this crisis every single day. But I've got a great finance team that I work with. You know, we're working diligently and putting in a lot of time looking at what this impact and the projections will be. You know, the discussions early on right now, the preliminary discussions, you know, you can't really count on a lot of growth in this upcoming budget. The good news is that we're not impacted by sales tax the way that municipalities are, because, frankly, we just don't get much sales tax. And it does impact our schools drastically, sales tax does. But for county general government, you know, we're still going to be in good shape. We're going to get through this. We're going to do without a lot of things, just like people are going to do at home, and we should. But we'll budget again conservatively this year, you know, and, you know, I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised with what we end up going forward with the budget.
As the number of local cases continue to grow, we're in the 20s now, have you had a chance to speak to anybody who has this?
Well, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Of course, we don't know everybody that has it. I will tell you this. I mean, we've been very conscious to be respectful of the people that, you know, just like yesterday when we had fatalities, be very respectful and give families, you know, their space and not to go public with who people are, where they live. And there's a lot of pressure to do that. A lot of people want to know, you know, show us the demographics. I mean, as close as we come, we know that it affects Caucasian males here in this county have been affected more than any other, you know, demographic group. But again, we're being very cautious about how we release the information so people can have their privacy.
I know it is your practice to primarily look forward and spend little time in hindsight, and I think that's a mark of good leadership. But is there something that if you could redo in the last week to 10 days, as this thing has grown exponentially, is there anything that comes immediately to mind that you wish you could kind of have a mulligan on?
You know, not to say that everything's been perfect, that because it hasn't. I've never, you know, again, having a life of emergency response, I've never seen any emergency go perfectly, believe me. But I think I've been really impressed with the cooperation and the collaboration of so many different people and so many groups of people, such as, you know, the hospitals and working with the health department, working with the private sector and the public sector. I've been, you know, really impressed. I've always been hopeful that we could have been able to do the Baylor agreement more quickly. But government just doesn't move at the pace that I'd like to see it move. You know, there's just so much red tape to go through. You know, but you got to do it. And I understand it's there to try to protect the citizens. But, again, that's the only, you know, the only thing I see that's been an issue for us. But people, you know, we were able to work through that. It just took a little longer than what I wanted it to take. But sometimes I can be an impatient individual.
You're listening to Hamilton County Mayor Jim Coppinger here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Jim, we appreciate all that you do, but we're not going to let you go just yet. Because when we have great guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire. First thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Play.
All righty. This is a sports show. So what sport are you missing most right now?
Golf.
What are you and your better half binging when you put your mayor hat down at the evening hours on the television?
I like to watch crime shows and true stories.
When you and Nina get to go and sit and put your hands on the table of a restaurant when the virus is passed, what will be the first restaurant?
Oh, my gosh, probably Champions.
All right, mine's food related, too. For the time being, what's your takeout go-to?
You know, I've been going to, Yogi will appreciate this, I've been going through the rib and loin.
All right. We reference your glorious mustache on this show quite often. When was the last time Jim Coppinger was not mustachioed?
Not since high school.
Okay. Do you have a favorite of all time? Whether it's Raleigh Fingers, do you have a favorite
mustache? Burt Reynolds?
Yeah. What's your favorite mustache of all time?
No, I really don't. I just try to hide some of this ugly face, so that's why I have
it. Well, listen, Jim, thank you again so much for taking the time. Again, thank you for all that you've done. These are unprecedented days, as we all know, and we really appreciate what you and your staff are doing, and we really appreciate you taking some time out to visit us here on Press Row.
Thank you. Appreciate what you do.
All righty. Hamilton County Mayor Jim Coppinger joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.